Hello and welcome. This file is called Barcode, and it will give you a trigger that whenever anyone you allow to use this trigger draws a barcode onto your skin, that you will see yourself as their property and will become completely obedient to them. Now, if this is something you like to experience, make sure that you won't be disturbed for the duration of this file. Get yourself into a nice and comfortable position where you can easily let go and relax. Lay back, close your eyes, take a deep breath in, and let it out. Focus on my voice, letting go, and let's begin. So have you ever thought about being a pet? Not a specific pet role, just a human pet. Because if you think about it, there are quite a few similarities between being a pet and being in a trance. As a human pet, you give up responsibilities for a little while. You have someone who's taking care of you, keeps you safe, protects you, guides you, decides for you, so you don't have to worry. You don't have to do anything to decide anything, and can just enjoy the role. And hypnosis is pretty similar. You have the hypnotist who guides you, guiding you into trance, guiding your thoughts, guiding you through fantasies, through ideas, through stories, so that you can let go, be carefree. Nothing for you to do, to decide. Just flow with the story in a deep, comfortable trance while the hypnotist takes care of you, keeps you safe and guides you. So, as you can see, the basic mental state has quite a few similarities. And in this induction, I will use the idea of being my pet and the interaction between you as my pet and me as your owner, just for this trance, just for the duration of this file, to guide you into a deep trance and maybe into a deep pet mindset. Now, if you haven't already, close your eyes, listen to my voice, and just imagine whatever I describe to you. Just play along, and soon you will be in a deep and wonderful state of trance. And now I want you to imagine us in a room together. I am sitting in a comfortable armchair, and maybe you can imagine yourself kneeling on a comfortable kneeling pillow next to the chair, so that I can easily scratch your head and pet you whenever I want. Just imagine how it would feel, to be petted. And while you imagine the sensation, also imagine the pet state of mind. Because if you're just a pet for a little while, and during this trance you are my little pet, you are completely free of all responsibilities, free of all cares, free of all worries. You never have to decide anything. You can just be for as long as you are a pet, being carefree, being happy, being worry-free, just a good little pet. And while you imagine this state of mind, feeling so good, so safe, cared for, just feel me petting you, scratching your head, your neck, holding you, so you know that you are safe, that I take good care of you, and you can let go, letting go of all cares, of all worries, of all stress, and just relax deeper and deeper into the state of mind. Or maybe you would go even deeper into the state of mind if you imagine that I sit on a couch, a nice comfortable couch, and you are laying on the couch, your head on my lap, one hand patting your head, another scratching your back. Just imagine it, relaxing on a comfortable couch, resting your head on my lap, while I pet you, while I take good care of you, making you feel so safe, so peaceful, more and more relaxed with every scratching, with every petting, with every word I say, just fading away into this wonderful state of deep relaxation, just letting go, drifting away, because you know that you're safe here, that I take good care of you, protecting you, so you can let go and sink deeper and deeper into this wonderful relaxation, fading away more and more with each and every second that passes, just letting go, focusing more and more on my voice, on a sensation of safety and comfort, of warmth and heaviness that are spreading throughout your entire body, making you feel better and better with every second that passes. So warm, so safe, so comfortable, just letting go and enjoying being held, being scratched, being petted, being taken care of. Just a cool little pet, just fading away into this amazing feeling of comfort, this wonderful peaceful sensation, relaxing more and more. Just a good little pet, deeper and deeper. And now I'm going to count down slowly from 20 to 0, and with each and every number you sink deeper and deeper into this pet state of mind, more and more filled with comfort, with relaxation, with warmth and peace, feeling better and better. 20, letting go, fading away. 19, sinking deeper and deeper. 18, feeling so safe on my lap. 17, as I hold you and pet you and take good care of you. 16, feeling so warm, so wonderful, so heavy. 15, Such a good little pet. 14. So safe, knowing I take good care of you. 13. Scratching your head, scratching your back. 12. And the couch is so soft, so comfortable. You feel so good. 11. As you sink deeper into this bad state of mind. 10. Letting go deeper and deeper. 9. Feeling so, so safe, so warm, so peaceful. 7. Just fading away into deep relaxation. 6. Deeper and deeper with every number. 5. Feeling so safe, so peaceful, knowing I take good care of you. 4. And you just enjoy being so lazy, just relaxing, being petted and scratched, taken care of. 3. Just relaxing, fading away, feeling so sleepy and lazy and comfortable. 2. So relaxed, so comfy, so warm and heavy. 1. As I pet you more, you just fade away with 0. So deep, so comfortable, and with every gentle petting, you just sink deeper and deeper and even deeper into a state of deep trance. And now that you are so deep and so relaxed, just drifting along in a deep and peaceful trance, focused only on my voice and sinking deeper and deeper and ever deeper with every word I say, now it's time to give you a new trigger. Because after listening to this file, whenever anyone you allow to use this trigger draws the barcode onto your body, they will own you and they will control you, because you know you are wearing the barcode. It makes you just an object that is owned by whomever drew the barcode on it. And of course I want you to be safe. So before we begin, if there's any risk, or if the person who drew the barcode on you is trying to use it, to use the control they have to take advantage of you, or if there's any unexpected situation, you will instantly revert back to your normal self. You will be completely back to your normal self, you will have your free will back, and you will have your normal identity back. That's right. Your subconscious mind will always look out for you. And if there's any risk, you will instantly and automatically revert back to normal. Because I want you to enjoy this trigger. And you should always be safe. And because you know you're always safe, and because you know that your subconscious mind can get you out of it if there's any risk to you, to your reputation, or to your well-being, you will be always able to instantly revert back to normal. And now that you know that you will always be safe, it will be easy for your subconscious mind to accept all my suggestions. And now it's time to give you the new trigger. And from now on, whenever someone draws a barcode onto your body, and it doesn't matter where on your body the barcode is, or if you draw a barcode onto your body for them, for someone, that person will have complete control over you, because you will know that you have this barcode on your body, and this barcode will define you as an object. You know that humans don't have barcodes. Only objects have barcodes. To label them. And you have been labeled an object by this barcode. And this barcode on your body means that you belong to whomever put that barcode onto your body. They marked you as their property. That's right. You know that you are just an object because they marked you with a barcode, marked you as an object, marked you as their property. And because you know that you are their property, you will find that you have to obey them. And whenever there's a barcode on your skin, it will simply be your nature to obey. It will be completely impossible to even think about disobeying. You just want to obey them. You want to do what they order you to do, because you are their property, and as their property, you have to obey them. It's your function. It's your purpose. It's your destiny. And whenever there's a barcode on your body, it will be your first and primary truth. That's right. You will know that you are just an object. That you are an object that they own. And because they own you, you have to obey them. And of course, the more you have the barcode on your body, the more meaning it will become. And sooner or later, you are probably going to research barcodes. Learn about the different types of barcodes there are. Maybe even find a barcode that really represents you. Maybe a simple barcode with just a number that represents you for some reason. Or maybe you use a more complex barcode. Something that spells your name. Or maybe the name of your slave persona. Or maybe something else that has a deep meaning for you. At any rate, sooner or later, the barcode will become so meaningful that you are going to research it, that you are going to look for the perfect barcode for you. Because you know once you found the perfect barcode, the control it has over you will become even stronger, even more direct. And as soon as you have the barcode on your skin, in whatever way, you will know it. You will know that it's there because you are an object. You are their property. And you know that you have to obey them. And you want to obey them. Because being an object, being marked as an object with a barcode, will be your primary identity whenever there's a barcode on your skin. That's right. You know what the barcode means. You know what people do with barcodes, how they use it to mark objects, how they use it to mark their property. And that's what you become whenever there's a barcode on you. That's right. You will feel so obedient whenever you are wearing the barcode. You know the person who drew the barcode on you owns you, and you have to be obedient. And this obedience will be strong. It will fill every cell of your body. And it will be completely impossible to even think about disobeying them. That's right. Whenever the barcode is on your body, even the thought of disobeying them will feel absolutely wrong. Will make you feel so wrong, so bad. You know they drew the barcode on your body. They marked you as their property. And therefore, you have to obey them. And there's nothing you can do about it. It's simply how it works. And that's why you have to obey them. That's why you're going to obey them. It's just your nature. Because they marked you. They claimed you. They turned you into an object. Their object. Their object that has to obey them. And that's all you are. Whenever there's a barcode on your skin. Or if it's not all you are, it's at least your primary identity. And obeying them is your primary need. And now that all my suggestions sink deeper and deeper into your mind, it's almost time to wake you back up again. I'm going to count you out from 1 to 10, and when I reach 10, you will be wide awake, alert, awake, aware. And with every number, all my suggestions will sink deeper and deeper into your mind. And as soon as you have a barcode on your skin, you will feel all the effects deeply, intensively, overwhelmingly, and there's nothing you can do about it. Now get ready to wake up. 1. Slowly coming back. 2. More and more awake. 3. More and more alert. 4. Waking up further and further. 5. Halfway there, already so alert, awake, aware. 6. Your muscles build up tension again. 7. Pulse, breathing, blood pressure. All your vital signs are normalizing. And 8. Take a deep breath in now. And let it out. And wiggle your toes, wiggle your fingers. And 9. Stretch yourself. Enjoy this wonderful state for just a moment longer. And with the next number, you'll be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and wonderful and full of energy. And 10. Wide awake, alert, awake, aware. Welcome back. As usual, I appreciate all kinds of feedback, thoughts, suggestions, comments, whatever comes to mind. Feel free to contact me via my site or write feedback for this file. If you enjoy my work and like to support me, check out my Patreon. Thank you for listening and goodbye.